Pressure by John Finnemore, starring Stephanie Cole as Carolyn, Roger Allam as Douglas, Benedict Cumberbatch as Martin, and John Finnemore as Arthur. This week, Rotterdam.
OK, Martin, your turn.
All right, I came through customs, and all I had to declare was some jelly from New Delhi, a tunic from Munich, some maracas from Caracas, and some cattle from Seattle.
Some cattle?
Yes, why not?
No, fine. Big plane. OK, I came through customs, and all I had... Oh, that's odd. We're here. Carolyn and Arthur are in the cabin. Who else knows that number?
No one.
Hello, MJN Air. Is that God?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Hello, Hercules.
Hello, Douglas. Call me Herc.
Did you want anything in particular, Herc?
I did, actually, yes. Is Carolyn around?
She's around in the sense that she's in the cabin doing her job, just as we are in the flight deck, rather busy doing ours.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt at a crucial stage in a word game?
I'll get her for you.
No. It's all right. Now, if you could just pass on a message. Turns out Friday is better than Saturday for the opera, so I'll pick her up at one.
Yes, of course, sir. Anything else we can do for you? Wish your Auntie Edna a happy birthday? Tell your bookie to put a fiver each way on Gentleman Joe? Because we are, of course, essentially an airborne secretarial service.
Will do, Herc. It's no trouble at all.
Thank you, Martin.
There's no point toadying to him. He's not going to get you a job at Calair.
I'm not toadying. I like him. Why don't you?
I've known him longer than you, that's why.
And?
And he's a smooth-talking old smarm pot who thinks he's the best thing to happen to the sky since rainbows.
No wonder you don't like him, then.
Yes.
He's nicking your act.
OK, Carolyn, let's try it without the camera first. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Go.
Hello. It is my very great pleasure to welcome you aboard.
Action. Thank you, Arthur. It's usual, in fact, to shout that before the actor begins speaking.
Oh, sorry. I was confused by you saying go, and then I thought I'd better say it anyway, you know, to be on the safe side.
Let's try again. Arthur, ready to say action?
Yep.
Carolyn, ready to go?
Get on with it.
Arthur, go.
Action.
Carolyn, go.
Hello. It is my very great pleasure today to welcome you all aboard this MJN Air flight.
May I stop you there? Try to remember you're the owner of an airline welcoming your passengers, not a monarch addressing her subjects.
I fail to see the distinction.
Even so, maybe you could try it just a touch less like Queen Victoria recording an answer phone greeting. I mean, you might even try risking a smile. Ah. Do you have anything less sharky?
We know you have a wide choice of airlines, and we're delighted you've chosen MJN.
Delighted and baffled.
Your safety today is our paramount concern.
What's paramount?
Biggest.
Right.
So, please pay attention to the safety demonstration, even if you're a frequent flyer, as aircraft may vary.
This one especially. From flight to flight, sometimes.
And then I do the safety demonstration.
Not yet. As owner and manager of MJN Air...
Hello.
As owner and manager of MJN Air, my first priority is to ensure you have a comfortable and enjoyable flight.
Is it? Because that hasn't really been coming across. What's going on?
Mr. Alyakin has decreed from his dacha that MJN should have a pre-flight film. He said it would make us look more like a real airline. I pretended not to know what he meant. So Arthur's doing his safety demonstration.
But on film, like in a film.
And I'm doing a welcome message.
Arthur's doing the safety demo.
Yeah!
Yes, he is. Why shouldn't he?
Arthur does have a rather free-form approach to his art.
Oh, we could do it like a disaster movie.
For instance?
Surely you should do that one, Carolyn.
No, I should not.
That was the original plan. In fact, we did a trial run this morning, but watching it back, Carolyn was worried she looked rather ridiculous.
I'm sure you didn't.
Oh, she did. Utterly ridiculous. I didn't say she wasn't right to be worried.
Thank you, Douglas.
There was a particularly arresting moment when she was in a fully inflated yellow life jacket demonstrating how to use a whistle.
Thank you.
She looked like a musical grapefruit.
That will do.
Carolyn, I really feel I ought to do the welcome message. I mean, after all, I am the captain. People want to hear from the captain. They find it reassuring.
Martin, when has anyone ever found you reassuring?
That's not fair.
Look, I'm sorry, but this needs to be calm, relaxed and authoritative, none of which, I'm afraid, are qualities for which you are famous.
Mind you, they're terribly hard qualities to find.
I am calm. I'm very, very calm and authoritative and the other one. What was the other one? I could do that as well, whatever it was.
Relaxed?
Yes, I'm very relaxed.
All right, give it your best shot.
What, now?
Practice run. Fade up on Captain Martin Creef at the controls. He turns to the camera engagingly and says...
I'm not ready.
And blackout.
What? No.
Thank you, Martin. We'll let you know.
No, wait. OK, I'm ready now.
OK, go.
Hello. Welcome to MJN Air. My name is Captain Martin Creef, though that doesn't matter. It's all very informal here. Just call me Martin. Well, in the context of this video, anyway. If you actually see me in person, it's probably best you do call me Captain Creef, or just Captain. Just protocol, I'm afraid. If it was up to me, you could call me Marty. No, let's not confuse things. Definitely don't ever call me Marty. Right, so, to recap, hello. I am Captain Martin Captain. Captain Creef, Creef, I mean. Can I start again?
You old perfectionist, oh. You.
I thought he was great.
You think everything's great.
To be fair, Carolyn, he was no worse than you.
I know. All right. I was hoping to avoid this, but let us bow to the inevitable. Douglas, you can do it.
Oh, Carolyn, no!
No, I don't like it either, Martin, but since we have a pilot who sounds like Stephen Fry's favourite uncle... we might as well use him. Go on then, Douglas, do your stuff.
No, thank you.
What?
I'd rather not.
You'd rather not? But surely, this combines your twin passions, scoring off Martin and the sound of your own voice.
Oh, how little you know me. You see, my secret sorrow, Carolyn, is that I suffer from a quite crippling lack of self-confidence.
Do you now?
Absolutely. It is my curse.
Well, that's settled then. I'll do it.
No, you won't. So, I can't do it, Martin shouldn't do it, and Douglas won't do it. Great.
Shall I do it?
No!
Hang on, Douglas, I've dropped it again.
You see now why I'm carrying the video camera and you're carrying the life jacket.
Yeah, fair enough. Douglas, are you really not going to do the welcome speech?
It would seem not.
Because I think you're being hard on yourself. I think you might be quite good at it if you tried.
Don't be ridiculous, Arthur.
No, I mean it. I really...
Of course I should do it. I would be super. Welcome to MJN Air. Putting the excitement back into air travel. Sometimes too much so.
Oh, yeah, you are. You sound just like one of those guys who does that. Brilliant. Let's go and tell Mum.
Not so fast, man cub. If Martin knows I want to do it, he'll put up a fight. A fight I would win, naturally, but why bother? Whereas, if I have to be persuaded to do it, I can get a quid pro quo.
What's quid pro quo?
Something in return.
Right. Like what?
Do you know, I haven't even decided yet. Right, into the plane, Garbo. It's time for your close-up.
Hello, I'm Captain Martin Creef. Hello. My name is Captain Martin Creef. This is Captain Martin Creef. My name's Captain Martin Creef.
Hello, I'm looking for a Captain Martin Creef. Have you seen him?
Why can't I make it sound authoritative?
Hi, Skip. We've come to film my bit. On location.
This is Captain Martin Creef's speech. I think it's my name.
That means in the actual place where the thing is meant to be.
You're recording a demo for Carolyn, are you?
So in this case, because the scene is set in a plane, we're doing it in the plane.
Yeah, Martin. Martin, is this not a captain's name, Martin?
Rather than building a set, which we can't afford, apparently.
What's a captain's name?
Well, yours, for instance. Big surprise. This is Captain Douglas Richardson. You see, it sounds much better.
It does sound rather good.
Captain da-da-da-da-da. That's what you need, not Captain da-da-duth.
Right, studio. Are we ready? Camera in position. Lighting rigged.
Inasmuch as I'm pointing the camera at him and I've turned the lights on, yes.
Ready, Arthur? Oh, I see the hat's back.
The hat is paramount.
It's certainly biggest. All right, Arthur, in your own time.
Who's saying action?
You can say action.
Action!
And go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Or good morning, if it's the morning when you watch this. Or hello, if it's, well, any time, hello. My name is Arthur, and it's my pleasure to be being your cabin crew today, unless it's Mum. If Mum's being your cabin crew today, then it's her pleasure to be being it, and it's my displeasure not to be. But at least I'm here on the video, so it's a little bit me as well, and I'm pleased about that.
Very good, Arthur. An excellent start. Shall we, though, stick to the version in the script for now?
Oh, yes, OK. What was that again?
Hello.
Right, yes. Hang on, just let me practice. Hello. Hello. No, hello. 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 Hello.
Carolyn, you're absolutely sure you don't want to do this yourself?
Yes.
Hello.
Fair enough. I'm sure that's a wise decision.
Well, you're the one who said I look stupid in that life jacket.
I did, and you do, especially blowing that whistle, which I've never understood why you have to do, by the way. Frankly, anyone who needs the operation of a whistle explaining to them deserves to drown. Anyway, yes, you look absolutely ludicrous, but on the other hand, the alternative...
Hello!
Fine when he's had a bit of practice.
If you say so. OK, Arthur, let's try the next bit.
OK.
Action and also go.
Right. Your seatbelt is fastened, adjusted and unfastened like this. Hang on. Oh, no. Sorry, it's different when you're not wearing it. Anyway, what should happen is you put the metal square bit into the metal box of matches bit until it goes click. No, it's more the click. No, it's... No, that's a dolphin. It makes a noise like a dolphin. I don't know what you've done. Now, your nearest exit, which may be behind you, is being pointed out by a member of the cabin crew. Probably me. The other me. The real me. Look at the real me. Now look back at the me. I mean this me. Me. The me that's talking. If the other me's talking as well, then shut up, me. This is my bit.
Fine. I will do it.
Maybe you're right. So, you'll do the safety demo and the welcome, then. Will you do one in disguise, or is the idea that you're identical twins?
No. Obviously, you'll have to do the welcome.
Well, as I say, the debilitating shyness. Anyway, changing the subject abruptly and completely, where are we flying next?
Rotterdam.
Oh!
Rotterdam. Lovely place. Awfully near Spa.
Where?
Spa. Lovely town in Belgium, about 200 miles away. Gave its name to the, the spa, logically enough. And this weekend, I believe, the site of the Belgian Grand Prix. In fact, Carolyn, a thought has just occurred to me. Would you mind if I nipped over to see it while we're there?
Well, you can if you like, but I don't see how you're going to nip 200 miles and back.
No. I suppose to do that, I'd require some kind of, flying machine.
No, absolutely not. You're not borrowing Gertie to fly yourself to the Grand Prix.
That's a shame, because it did occur to me that the excitement of the Grand Prix might be just the thing to put some fire in my belly and help me overcome my terrible fear of cameras.
Oh, I see. Not content with exacting a quid pro quo for things you don't want to do, you're now demanding them for things you do.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I'm damned if I'm bribing you to do something you want to do anyway.
Fine.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Not in your early. We're not going to Rotterdam till 2.
I know, but I know you want to do that film today, and I thought you might want to listen to this first.
Martin.
I spent the whole of yesterday recording it on my phone, and I think you'll agree it's pretty much exactly what you asked for. Calm, authoritative, relaxed. Listen.
Hi, guys. My name's Martin Creef, the captain, and I'm the guy in charge of flying you today. On behalf of the rest of the guys on my team and the guys back on the ground, let me give you guys one hell of a big MJN welcome on board today. Now, before we go right ahead and fly some plane, I'm going to ask you to pay attention to this short safety demonstration. Hey, I know, guys, big yawn, eh? But you know what? It might just save your life. Although, of course, an air accident is statistically incredibly unlikely. OK, see you on the flip side of the safety demonstration. Ciao.
Goodness. That's you being relaxed, is it?
Well, relaxed, but authoritative, like a cool teacher.
I see. Well, sadly, Professor Fonz, the vacancy has been filled. Martin, could you come here a moment?
I am here.
How, then, would you evaluate the chances that I am referring to you?
Hello. I'm Martin. I'm the captain. Good to meet you.
No, I'm... What do you mean, you're the captain?
Yeah, you must be the first officer. Nice to meet you.
No, I'm the captain.
Oh, I thought I was the captain.
Indeed you are. Martin. Martin here is the real captain. Martin here is an actor. He will be playing the captain.
But he's dressed as a pilot.
I know. They stop at nothing, these actors.
The uniform. Where did you get your uniform?
Mrs. Knapp-Chappie supplied it.
From a fancy dress shop, actually.
But it's nicer than mine.
I know. I'll be going back there in future.
Morning, all. Oh, hello.
Hello, I'm Martin.
Goodness. What happened? Did you find a magic lamp?
And over here, Douglas.
Martin is an actor, Douglas, whom I have hired to do the welcome.
Oh.
So isn't that sorted out rather cleverly by me, with no need for anyone to get a free trip to Belgium?
You know, actually, Carolyn, perhaps I could be persuaded...
Right. The plan is we'll rehearse your speech, Martin, in the flight deck on the ground, then we'll take you with us to Rotterdam so we can film it actually in the air. Douglas, come and help me set up. Martin, put the kettle on. No, not you, Martin. Little Martin.
I am not little Martin.
Douglas, heel.
So, sorry, you're really a pilot.
Yes. Yes, I really am. A captain.
Right. Jolly good.
And you're really not.
Not what?
A pilot.
Good heavens, no.
Because you really look like one.
Do I? Is that a compliment?
I would give a year of my life to look like you.
Oh. Right, well, thank you.
And your name really is...
Martin. Hello.
You see, when you say it, somehow it works. What's your surname?
Davenport.
Martin Davenport. Good evening, this is Captain Martin Davenport. Oh, you've even got a da-da-da-da-da name.
Sorry, what have I got?
So you look more like a captain than me, you sound more like a captain than me, you've got a better uniform than me and a better name than me. You must be very pleased.
I really just came here to do a job.
Look, just as an experiment, if you were doing the Falaya approach into Nice with a 20-knot wind from the northeast, which runway would you use?
I have really no idea.
Have a guess.
Runway B?
Runway B? What's that? That's not a runway.
Well, that's, as I say...
It's either the 04 left or the 04 right.
The 04 right?
No, left! How can you not know that?
Because I'm not a pilot.
Such a waste, such a terrible waste.
Hi, chaps. Mum says, are you ready for the rehearsal?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, they're ready.
How tall do you think he is?
Oh, Martin, I have no idea. 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah, perfect height. Taller than most people, but not weird tall.
You've really got to let this go, you know.
All right, drivers, are you ready to make movie magic? Or at least sit and watch whilst movie magic is made beside you? Come on in, Martin.
Hello again.
Hello.
How tall are you, Martin?
Oh, 6'2".
Told you so. Are you married?
Yes.
Of course you are. Kids too, I expect.
Yes, two.
Boy and a girl.
How did you know?
Just a hunch.
All right. If we could save the rest of the creepy stalker quiz for later... Let's get going. Little Martin, if you could clear the captain's seat for Big Martin.
Seriously, Carolyn, I am not Little Martin.
So you keep saying, but the tape measure tells a different tale.
You can take my seat, Martin.
What? No. No, you stay where you are, Douglas.
No, I don't think so. I am, as I believe I've mentioned before, terribly shy.
Oh, don't be so childish.
I'm not being childish, but if I can't go to the Grand Prix, I'm not being in the film.
Fine. Little Martin, it's your lucky day, your big break into the moving pictures. You sit in Douglas's seat and face away from the camera.
Is it the first officer's seat? I'm not a first officer.
Martin, will you sit down now? Thank you so much. So, Big Martin.
Please, Carolyn.
We could call him Paramount Martin. What? Biggest.
Fine. Paramount Martin. Now, we'll start with a couple of seconds of the two of you flying. Then you turn in your seat and you say the lines.
OK. How do I look like I'm flying?
Well, you put your feet up, play some stupid word game and gorge yourself on cheese. No, forgive me, I was being satirical. Just grab the control column and look pleased with yourself.
Of course, just a suggestion, but it might help if one of us was to say something to ATC. Just request a weather report or something to give it atmosphere.
Yes, all right. Paramount Martin, do that.
All right. What should I say?
Oh, dear, don't you know what to say?
Martin, give him something to say.
Or I could just say it myself.
OK, fine, but keep it short. And go.
Shanwick, Golf Tango India, requesting the weather at Reykjavik.
And Paramount Martin, go.
Hello, and welcome. On the behalves of all of us, here at M&M Air... Sorry, MJM. Air. We know you have a wide choice of airlines, and we... sorry, it's gone. Line.
Well, this is interesting.
Is everything all right, do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Why do you think she rushed out like that, and why did she take the other chap with her?
Don't know, no idea, no idea at all. So, Martin, tell me, do you get a lot of work? Are you a busy actor?
Well, not a lot of work, no. It's all rather quiet at the moment, I think, for everyone.
Right. But you make a living?
Well, not entirely from acting, if I'm honest. I do a bit of taxi driving, too, on the side, and to some extent in the centre.
Oh, I see. And have you always wanted to be an actor?
Oh, always. Always, since I was 5 years old. Absolutely the only thing I've ever wanted to be. And it's so frustrating when you know, without any doubt at all, what you were put on this earth to do, and you just can't seem to persuade anyone else.
I can imagine. So, how did Carolyn find you?
I'm on this website. I don't normally get anything through it, but this was amazing. She didn't even ask me to audition.
Didn't she? Fancy that. And if you don't mind me asking, how much is she paying you?
Well, actually, I agreed to waive my fee. You know, it's a good cause, isn't it?
What? MJN? No, we're not a good cause. We're a terrible cause.
I just wanted to do some acting. No one ever lets me do any acting.
Listen, do you live in Fitton, Martin?
Yes.
Do you want to go for a drink sometime?
Martin, look, I'm really sorry. I'm not...
Oh, no, nor am I. No, I mean... Do you want to go, you know, for a pint? Yeah, a pint of bitter or stout.
Oh, yes, of course. I'd like that, Martin.
So would I, Martin.
All right, let's get it over with. I need you to do the welcome.
I'll do it if I can go to the Grand Prix.
You can't go to the Grand Prix.
Then you have your choice of the Martins.
Oh, all right. You can...
Hello.
Kirk, what are you doing here?
I've come to take you to the opera.
Well, that's tomorrow.
No, didn't you get my message?
Oh, dear, forgetful old Martin.
Hang on. Kirk, say hello and welcome to MJN Air.
What?
Hello and welcome to MJN Air.
Uh-huh.
No, absolutely not.
Kirk, are you doing anything tonight?
Yes, I'm taking you to the opera.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid you're not doing that because I'm going to Rotterdam, so I wonder, would you mind coming with me, popping on a fancy dress uniform and recording MJN's welcome message?
No!
Oh, why not? Sounds rather fun.
Douglas, unfortunately, can't do it because of his crippling shyness.
Oh, how sad. If only we could give the poor man the gift of self-confidence.
You've made your point, Carolyn. I'll do it. I'm happy to do it. Please.
Well, thank you, Douglas, but actually, I think I prefer Herc's voice.
What? Oh, rubbish. We hope you have a pleasant flight.
We do hope you relax and enjoy your flight.
Please do relax. And have an absolutely splendid flight.
You simply must have the most awfully lovely super scrumptious flight.
All right, stop, both of you, before I drown in syrup. Douglas, if I were to be gracious enough to allow you the favour of providing the MJN welcome message, what is my quid pro quo?
Fine, I won't go to the Grand Prix.
Ah, but you forget, you were never going to the Grand Prix. So what are you going to do for me? All right, everybody ready? I hereby present MJN Air's first and, please God, last major motion picture. Arthur, press play.
OK, action!
Hello. I'm First Officer Richardson. Thank you for choosing MJN Air. We wish you a peaceful and comfortable flight. Your security is very important to us, so please watch the following safety demonstration carefully, even if you are a frequent flyer.
And who better to take us through it than...
Hello, I'm your steward, Dougie.
Oh, God.
I'm the First Officer's identical twin brother. MJN Air, proud to be a family business. Before we take off, please give me your full attention as I demonstrate the safety procedures aboard this aircraft.
You definitely have our full attention, I promise you that.
You look great in my uniform, Douglas. Even the hat.
Especially the hat.
We're missing it.
When instructed, place your life jacket over your head, pass the tapes around your waist, and tie securely in a double bow at your side.
What's that fruit I'm thinking of? Like a grapefruit, but even bigger and more yellow.
A melon!
Until you are outside the aircraft. To inflate, pull the red toggle sharply.
Beautifully done, don't you agree, Herc?
Oh, absolutely. Couldn't have done it better myself. And under no circumstances would have tried.
Yes, can we turn it off now?
No, certainly not. This is the best bit.
There is also a light and a whistle for attracting attention.
But, Dougie, I don't understand. How does the whistle work?
That was Cabin Pressure by John Finnemore. It starred Stephanie Cole as Carolyn, Roger Allam as Douglas, Benedict Cumberbatch as Martin, and John Finnemore as Arthur. It also starred Anthony Head as Herc, Gus Brown as Martin Davenport. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.